Now, the AFL showdown may have been this past weekend, but the state's true football battle, the Adelaide Community Recklink Cup, is still another 6 days away. For the fourth time since 2015, local musicians and media will go head-to-head in a game of footy to help raise funds for sport and music programs for disadvantaged Australians. What these players lack in skill, they'll definitely make up for in passion. Anchors captain Lila Berry and longtime Rock 2 Dilby McCullough join me now in the studio to tell us more. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey.
Now, how are the pregame nerves at this point?
Oh, yeah, it's not too bad at the moment, but not, you know, as it gets closer to game day, I'm sure they will start to build up as they usually do.
Yeah, so. I think everyone's just still really excited, so probably not till the morning of. I think everyone will start to get a bit nervous about the fact they actually have to go and play football after all the fun we've had in the lead up.
Now, the Rocketeers have won the last three cups. Lila, do you think the Anchors can take back the crown?
Yeah, I definitely think the Rocketeers are probably sitting pretty comfortable at the moment, which might be their downfall. So definitely hoping this year we can get that win.
And local musos and media aren't necessarily known for their footy and sporting skills. What's each of your like background in footy?
I've actually been playing for quite a few years. So I play for Inglefarm Women's Football Club in the South Australian Women's Football League and actually play for Sturt Football Club in the SANFL as well. So I myself do have quite a bit of a background in footy. But yeah, it's great out there. There's a good mix of those that have played and those that haven't, and lots of encouragement around those that haven't had a chance to play before. So helping them get their skills up ready for the game.
It's a good reason to feel confident then, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
What about you? Me, myself... very limited, I guess, background in footy. I've been a soccer player all my life, so it was actually the first year that we had the Comp Cup. That was my first ever footy game.
Wow.
So it's, and I think it's, you know, a lot of that for a lot of the players who are coming through. Yeah, this year, once again, there's a few players who have never picked up a footy.
Yes. You know? Well, I was going to say, is it a whole different mindset, you know, using your hands?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'd still try and soccer the ball off the ground where possible. Yeah, even after 4 years of doing this, I'm still trying to get it through my head to use my hands. But,
Well, yes, as I said, it's coming up to the fourth year since the Anchors and Rocketeers have been playing each other. So how is the rivalry? Is it really starting to heat up? Do you think it's going to be just the thing that's going to build and build?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, it's, you know, great for the Rocketeers to have done the three-peat last year. This year we're going for the four-gasm,
right,
as we've dubbed it. So that'll be, yeah, we're feeling quietly confident that we can do it again. But, yeah, I think the rivalry is pretty healthy at this stage.
Yeah, I'd definitely say the same. We've just recently split up in our training session. So for the first few weeks, we all trained together, and just recently we've started to break off. So which helps build that rivalry as far as gelling together a bit better within our own teams and getting our game plans together, ready to spass each other on the weekend.
Well, I think if nothing else, stopping foregasm from happening is enough. Yeah. Is enough of a drive for the Anchors to come through. I'm speaking with Anchors captain Lila Berry and Rocketeer Dilby McCullough from the Rocketeers, speaking about the upcoming Recklink Cup. I'll go head-to-head on the game of footy. Now, Dilby, you've been a Rocketeer for a few years, like you said, from the start to your fourth year.
Yeah,
what do you think the key to taking out the cup is?
I think just, working as a team. Like, I know the Anchors, they've got some, star players like Lila herself, but, the Rocketeers, we know how to band together and, get the job done.
So, very, very good. Yeah. Also, there's a whole range of fundraising events. Also, it's about the competition, but it's also about Recklink and all the great stuff that it does. So what else is happening this week in the lead up?
Well, I guess this Wednesday night, the Anchors have their annual pie night. So that's at the Wheatsheaf Hotel. It'll start at 6 o'clock. And, essentially it's a debate that occurs between the Rocketeers and the Anchors. And there's also, been a pie night. There's pies for meat lovers and veggies as well. And there's also a raffle and a silent auction. So, yeah, that's this Wednesday, 8th of August. Saturday, we've got our fundraising gig, which is hosted by the Rocketeers. So that's at the Grace Emily. 7 o'clock is doors. $10 entry. And the lineup, we've got the Grenadiers. Well, Phil Meakin, the bassist for them. He's suiting up for the Rocketeers this year. Saucy Paws are on the bill, who our captain Dan 80 He's in that band, as well as Nick Hankey, our dashing fullback. There's also Oscar the Wild and Bex Stevens on the bill as well.
So a fantastic lineup, really.
Indeed, yeah, it's top. Yeah, and all proceeds from both events go towards RecLink charity.
Excellent, and people can find out more about that through Facebook and through the RecLink website and all that.
Yep.
Now, before we go, Lila, what AFL team would you compare the Anchors to?
Oh, that's a really tough one. I'm actually not too sure. I think we're all in our own league of ourselves. I wouldn't make any comparisons. Like, we're all in it for very probably different reasons than the AFL is. But we're just out there to have fun. And, we're really... I wouldn't say that we're like anyone because we're one of a kind.
Well, do we ever have 30 more seconds to think about that question? have you got an answer?
Once again, I think if we were in the AFL, we'd be... probably above Richmond at this point in time, I think. So,
Well, guys, thanks so much for joining me this morning, and good luck to both of you on this Sunday.
Cheers, Tom.
Yeah, thank you.
Anchors captain Lila Berry and Rocker 2 Dilby McCullough speaking about the Adelaide Community RecLink Cup, which is happening this Sunday at Coopers Stadium. Gates will be open from 12, and the game will kick off about 1 p.m.